Joining us now is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Leanne.
President Obama will be taking his place on the world stage this week, addressing one of his key issues. Do you think his focus on nuclear security has had an effect on U.S. policy or the negotiations?
Yes, it certainly has. You know, President Obama has said that nuclear terrorism is the most immediate and extreme threat to global security. He's promised that he will secure all loose nuclear materials around the world in his first term. Those are very big, ambitious goals. And of course, that's what the meeting this week in Washington is meant to address. He also recently signed a new START treaty with Russia. He's put out a new nuclear posture review where he said that the United States would not develop any new nuclear warheads, although there is a little wiggle room there. So he certainly has made this a centerpiece of his national security policy.
You mentioned the START treaty, which the president signed when he was in Prague just a few days ago. The Senate has to ratify that treaty by a two-thirds majority. How likely is that to happen?
Well, we don't know yet. Two-thirds is 67 votes. That's a lot of votes in a Senate that struggled to get 60 for the health care bill. But this treaty does have bipartisan support, starting with Richard Lugar, the influential Republican senator. And Republicans are going to have to decide if they want to try to defeat this, or maybe, which might be more likely, just slow it down.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, we heard her report about some of the bilateral meetings that will be taking place at the summit this week. Will Iran figure prominently in those discussions?
They certainly will. The president has high hopes of getting China and Russia's cooperation on a regime of tough sanctions against Iran. And he spent a year trying to engage Iran. That experiment didn't work, but it was meant to help make the case to our allies, like China and Russia, that Iran spurned the open hand of the United States. Now he needs help putting tough sanctions on Iran. So far, he hasn't gotten that cooperation. Even though Russia has said some encouraging things about sanctions, they've also said that the toughest kind of sanctions, which would cut off some oil and gas supplies to Iran, of course, that would also disrupt Russia's commercial relationship with Iran, is off the table. So it's going to be a tough sell for the president.
I'm speaking with NPR's Mara Liasson. Mara, I want to turn a corner to talk about Congress. It returns this week. They have overhauling the financial regulations at the top of the agenda. Tell us what you know about how that debate is shaping up.
Well, it has a completely different political dynamic than the health care debate. Republicans have not said that they are going to completely oppose the financial re-regulation bill that's going to be on the floor of the Senate soon. The White House has basically dared the Republicans to defend Wall Street banks at their peril. They feel that they're in a good political situation. And they want this bill done by Memorial Day. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done by then. But this one doesn't look like the kind of partisan standoff like the health care bill did. Mm-hmm. Now, whether the substance of the financial regulation legislation will be strong enough to fix the system of incentives that led to the financial crisis in the first place is a whole other question.
Finally, Mara, the big news, Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens announced his retirement. He'll step down this summer. Do you already hear the beginnings of a big political fight brewing?
Yes, Supreme Court nominations are always a big political fight, and especially when they're in an election year. And midterm elections are all about motivating your base, and the base of both parties are the people who generally are most interested in and energized by a Supreme Court nominating battle. But that said, there has only been one filibuster of a Supreme Court nomination ever. And I think the president and the Republicans both have some threshold decisions to make. First of all, President Obama has to decide how big a fight he wants. If he doesn't want a big fight, he'll be more likely to nominate someone who's acceptable to both sides, a centrist. Merrick Garland has been mentioned as someone who would fit that bill. He's probably the least controversial of the names on the president's short lists. If the president is willing to have more of a fight, he would nominate a more liberal judge, someone like Diane Wood. Now, once he does, which is expected to happen in the next couple of weeks, the Republicans then have to decide a very basic question, which is how much of an ideological fight they want to have. They can't just stand down because their base would be very disappointed. But they have to decide how hard they're going to fight. Remember, they ended up not fighting that hard against Sonia Sotomayor. So right now, the Republicans are in a wait-and-see mode.
NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Leanne.